上什么味道这么香？卫国餐厅隆重推出精美点心，风味小炒、港式焗饭、正宗煲仔饭，各式各样的佳肴美食，现点现做，保证令你食指大动，令你的味觉为之一振。卫国采用最新鲜的食材，为您做出最美味的美食。外卖堂吃，任君选择，尽在卫国。卫国餐厅位于三藩市 Irving 夹22街2034号 Irving 街，电话是415-661-4623 415-661-4623。
您现在收听的是
湾区新城中文电台，
湾区新城中文电台，
湾区新城中文电台 FM92.3。
湾区新城节目多，
节目精彩一箩箩，
娱乐资讯夜笙歌，
七天不停为你播。
Earn $60,000 to $80,000 in the casino industry as a professional blackjack or poker dealer.My name's Dennis Letty, and I've opened All In Poker Training Center for our fourth location located at 43 East Gish in San Jose. If you call right now, 408-204-5042, that's 408-204-5042, you'll receive 30% off of your training schedule. So give us a call today, again, at 408-204-5042.
以下内容纯属个人意见，与本台立场无关。
生命长短无法掌握，
人生态度可以定夺，
时光留不住，聚散也匆匆，
青山依旧在，再度夕阳红。
欢迎收听每周一上午10点到11点由平雅制作主持的为中老年朋友服务的特别节目《再度夕阳红》。
最美不过夕阳红，温馨又从容。夕阳是晚开的花，夕阳是陈年的酒。
现在是两岸三地奇英焦点新闻单元。
首先来关注美国方面的新闻。旧金山华人凶杀案引发美国会议员提案修改移民法。旧金山雷氏一家五口被残杀案件除了轰动湾区，也牵动了美国国会议员草拟修改移民法，规定服刑期满而要被递解出境的移民，如果其原居地无法接受，就要无限期拘禁于国土安全部。不过移民权益人士则反对这项建议，指此举违反宪法。旧金山华裔市长李孟贤在27日表示，在越南拒绝接收陆平泰后，他不应获准返回湾区。他呼吁移民当局要想出方法取代让这些类似个案被定罪的重犯返回范氏小区。美国76岁老人被困沙漠10天，靠喝融化雪水幸存。美国一位76岁老人与朋友驾车出游时，被困在内华达州沙漠长达10天之久，靠喝融化的雪水顽强地生存下来。这位老人名叫詹姆士·克莱莫维奇，他和朋友前往内华达州沙漠寻找矿石，结果汽车在偏僻路段抛锚，手机也没有信号。他们曾试图用火光求救，然而没有成功。他们用携带的毛巾收集积雪，再装进水瓶里化成淡水，靠这种方式坚持了4-5天。随后，他的朋友决定离开寻求帮助，却再也没有回来。被困10天后，克莱莫维奇终于被正在进行演习的当地驻军发现，随即获救，而他朋友的尸体则在 2.5 公里以外被发现。再来关注中国大陆方面的新闻。国家主席胡锦涛将于3月26日至4月2日先后出席在韩国首尔举行的第二届核安全峰会。 在印度新德里举行的金砖国家领导人第四次会晤，并对柬埔寨进行国事访问。中国大陆今年的清明节期间放假三天，从4月2号到4号放假调休。再来关心台湾方面的消息，老人健康检查，长者不到院也能在社区做。台中市70岁以上的长者从4月1号开始，阿公阿嬷们不用到医院排队等着做老人健康筛检，现在只要拿着健保卡和身份证，就可以到住家附近的社区、学校、村里长办公室等等做检查。合作医院的医师将不定期到社区服务。莫老师讲英语时间。
Let's speak English.
听众朋友好，为了帮助一些来美国不久的中老年朋友学习基本的英语和了解美国的文化习俗，我特别开辟了这样一个莫老师讲英语的时间单元，希望您能在每周学会几句简单的英语口语。4月8号是复活节，那么今天就来学习与复活节有关的内容。首先我们来学习一句复活节快乐。
Happy Easter. Happy Easter. Happy Easter.
复活节是在春天里的一个节日。
Easter is a holiday in the spring.
对于相信基督教的人来说，它是一个重要的节日。
It is an important holiday for people who believe in the Christian religion.
对于基督徒来说，它是比圣诞节更重要。
For Christians, it is more important than Christmas.
许多人呢都会在复活节的周日上教堂，聆听关于上帝的信息，以及他如何派耶稣降临到世间。他们相信耶稣在死后三日的复活节周日死而复生。
After Jesus died, he came back to life 3 days later on Easter Sunday. This coming back to life is why Christians believe Jesus is the Son of God.
在复活节的前一天，许多家庭都会装饰彩蛋。大人呢，会把装满糖果和小玩具的塑胶蛋呢，藏起来，让孩子们来找。
On the day before Easter, many families color and decorate Easter eggs. On Sunday, these eggs and candies...and other sweet treats are hidden and the children look for and find them.
有些家庭通常会有一个传统的复活节晚餐，无论是羊肉或者火腿，以及不同种类的蛋糕或者是面包。
Some families have a traditional Easter dinner, either lamb or ham,along with different kinds of cakes or breads.
兔子作为复活节的象征超过500年前在欧洲首次提到，然而复活节假期和复活节的兔子不到200年前才开始在美国流行的。
The rabbit was first mentioned as a symbol of Easter more than 500 years ago in Europe.However, the Easter holiday and the Easter bunny, or rabbit, only became popular in America less than 200 years ago.
所以我们通常看到复活节的兔子，它是穿着衣服，携带着儿童的彩蛋，提着糖果的篮子。
The Easter bunny is usually thought of as carrying a basket,an Easter basket, with colored eggs and candies for children. It may even wear clothes.
兔子可以说
Bunny
也可以叫做
rabbit。
接下来，请您听两遍全文。第一遍呢是慢速的，第二遍是正常速度的。
Happy Easter. Easter is a holiday in the spring. It is an important holiday for people who believe in the Christian religion. For Christians, it is more important than Christmas. After Jesus died, he came back to life 3 days later on Easter Sunday. This coming back to life is why Christians believeJesus is the Son of God. On the day before Easter, many families color and decorate Easter eggs. On Sunday, these eggs and candies and other sweet treats are hidden and the children look for and find them. Some families...have a traditional Easter dinner, either lamb or ham, along with different kinds of cakes or breads. The rabbit was first mentioned as a symbol of Easter more than 500 years ago in Europe. However, the Easter holiday and the Easter bunny, or rabbit,only became popular in America less than 200 years ago. The Easter bunny is usually thought of as carrying a basket, an Easter basket, with colored eggs and candies for children. It may even wear clothes. Happy Easter. Easter is a holiday in the spring.It is an important holiday for people who believe in the Christian religion. For Christians, it is more important than Christmas. After Jesus died, he came back to life 3 days later on Easter Sunday. This coming back to life is why Christians believe Jesus is the Son of God. On the day before Easter, many families color and decorate Easter eggs.On Sunday, these eggs and candies and other sweet treats are hidden and the children look for and find them. Some families have a traditional Easter dinner, either lamb or ham, along with different kinds of cakes or breads. The rabbit was first mentioned as a symbol of Easter more than 500 years ago in Europe. However, the Easter holiday and the Easter bunny, or rabbit,only became popular in America less than 200 years ago. The Easter bunny is usually thought of as carrying a basket, an Easter basket, with colored eggs and candies for children. It may even wear clothes.
如果说您今天没有听懂的话也没有关系，只要您今天学会说一句话 Happy Easter, 这就是您今天的收获了。
改变你的生活，年收入六万到八万。赌场学校再次归来，位于 San Jose 43 East Gish Road 赌场学校现正接受报名。在此学校毕业的学生均可以获得工作保证，请马上致电408-204-5042 408-204-5042。报名时提起此广告者，均可以获得7折优惠。
东湾乌伦华海水龙代理多家公司品牌产品，热水炉、冷暖气、各种管类、水龙头、厨房 sink 盘、餐馆专用油井。华海水龙东湾 Oakland 37街905号，510-261-6888，510-261-6888。
餐饮广告一站搞定。东方设计专业于酒楼、餐馆广告设计、菜谱设计、美食摄影、灯箱广告、餐厅策划等等，有兴趣就快点打电话联系关先生吧。 他的电话是415-682-7777，415-682-7777，还可以浏览他们的网站 professionalmenu.com。 东方餐饮广告设计公司，太棒了。
夕阳红，平涯访谈录。大家好，您现在收听的是新城中文电台再度夕阳红节目。我们四月份的主题是历史时刻，在今天的节目中，我为您访问到的是一位中华人民共和国的同龄人，讲述他所经过的一段不堪回首的历史，那就是曾经震惊世界，给中国人民带来巨大灾难的政治运动文化大革命，简称文革，是被广泛认为自1949年建国至今最动荡不安的灾难性阶段，也称为十年动乱或者十年浩劫。请听这段访谈录音。
我受尽气寒，亲爱的人儿何在？我想我花随着流水，随着流水飘向人海，人海茫茫不知身何在，总觉得缺少一个爱。
文化大革命是66年开始的，
516通知以后就正式的开始文化大革命了。那个聂元子他们写的什么《我的第一张大字报》，然后毛主席在上面有批示，就是这个全国第一张大字报写的是何等的好啊！我那时候在师大女附中，是高三的学生。师大女附中应该说背景也是比较特别的，它是高干子弟比较多的一个学校，也是全北京市那时候也是重点学校。然后学校里头校长什么都是老革命干。所以文化大革命开始的时候呢，学校里头就很多，因为都是高干子弟嘛，所以很多家庭就已经被靠边站了，那就成走资本主义道路当权派了。
对对对，
相反反而一些出身普通的，比方说就是我们所谓的什么48、49年刚刚挂上革命的那种小革命了，
我那时候分高干和革干，
就是比较小革干，那些人他们没有受到太多冲击，所以在学校里反而就是更加的活跃一点。冲击最大的当然学校里有分两种人，我们那个学校因为考试进去的学生也有，那大部分都是高级知识分子的子女，就是所谓的那时候的黑五类了，高干的还有就是高级知识分子的子女，所以这两边的人都受的冲击比较大。
真有看到打死人？
当然，全北京市第一个打死人的就是我们学校，我们学校第一个把校长卞仲云给打死，都是女孩子啊，我们是女校啊，都是女孩子，没有男生的。那么校长卞仲云被打死那天呢，我记得也很清楚，因为那个时候呢，我们这些人都属于逍遥派，不太参与这些活动，就是家里面没有像人们说的那么高干，但是也在受冲击，可是呢不想特别积极的参与什么，就老是怕引火烧身烧着自己嘛，所以就基本上是逍遥派，但是也得去学校，所以到学校的那天我记得很清楚。然后呢一帮红卫兵就让这个校长主任每人挑着两筐土绕着那操场转圈，就绕着我们的小操场转圈，那操场不是操场，就实际上是周围种了很多果树的那地方，就绕着那圈转圈。很热的天，7、8月份的大热天，然后太阳晒得非常的毒，那个我就看这些校长他们就是真的是汗流浃背，满头大汗。有因为那时候他们年纪已经都很大了，像我们那些校长没干都是老革命，有的是从延安过来的，还就是已经都是年纪很大，都50、60岁了，他们根本就承受不了那种重负，所以就有的时候走一走就会停下来。停下来那些小红卫兵们就是穿着军装扎着皮带的那些孩子们， 就拿着那种棍子，甚至于棍子上还有钉子，就去打他们，真的是很可怕，就去打他们，没有人敢阻止。你阻止你就是反，打了呢，就是他们就只好再挑再打，就最后就是知道那个校长，那是我们校当时没有正校长，是第一副校长叫卞仲明，就被打得不行了，不行了就躺到地下，我记得后来就是把他抬到了学校的宿舍楼前面，然后就给他往身上泼水。当时还有一个副校长，那当时真的是红校委延安处，叫胡志涛。然后他呢走过去看了以后，他就说要赶快送医院，不行了。当时他已经拉了一裤子了。后来就有人可能就是觉得他是装死，还没有马上处理，还给他们身上泼凉水或者什么。后来我们就不敢看下去了。然后我听说后来到晚上就把他送到我们学校对面就是邮电医院，就送到邮电医院。到邮电医院就已经死了。这就是全北京市第一起打死人的事情，是一帮女孩子，很多是初二的孩子。当时有一个造反派的老师是语文老师，我觉得他也是有责任。然后我印象后来第二天上到学校的时候呢，学校的革委会就在广播里就说学校里发生这件事情，那么好人打了坏人是活该，以后不要打了。然后学校也说就是在外面不要再宣传这件事，因为在北京轰动很大，中学里面串联的很厉害。当时在北京市最好的女校就是师大女附中，就是我们学校，男校最好就是男四中，所以这两个学校一直串联的非常厉害。当然就说因为是红卫兵打死了走资本主义道路当学派，所以就是好人打了坏人活该，当时就是学校的广播里就这么说的。这就是我记得最清楚当时发生的事情。我怎么说呢，我觉得吧，很多孩子他们可能真的是想革命，真的是毛主席是他们心中的神，他们是非常就是崇拜毛主席，但是呢他们有些孩子也是家里有问题的，但是他为了表现自己是可教育子女，他会做比较激进的比较这种冲动的行为。我的家里也受了很多的冲击，我的父亲也是在文化大革命中被整死，但是我觉得我没那么多仇恨。其实那时候我也是孩子，我也很想那个时代嘛，大家都想革命，觉得革命才是你应该走的正确的路，
对，
所以都是那样想，就是历史
就是那个
历史的看待问题，
对
对，
造就
了那些人。当然历史错误就是说你一定要承担要承认，但是事情已经发生了，就是不是追究某一个人或者某一件事就能够解决这个问题的，就能够把这个历史的历史倒过去，不可能，事情已经发生了，而且他们是在那种情况下。我是觉得真的很多孩子，因为在我们那个学校里，我记得我们那时候在那个学校里真的是教育非常正面。当时比如说再早一点的时候，刚开始的时候就是反苏修，那时候还讲反苏反修的时候，那么我们就是搞什么斗私批修，什么灵魂深处闹革命，
对，
就真的是你心里一点点的小私心杂念你都要自己说出来，因为只有说出来了暴露在光天化日之下你才有机会改，当时真的就那么想，思想非常单纯，
就是那个时代人们就会那样去想问题，
对，
去思想，
对，周围的环境都是那个，容不得你去有什么退缩，你只能就是像我们这种逍遥派就已经是很不容易了，我们就是什么活学校活动我们都参加，但是我们不能表态，我们也没权利表态，我们也没权利去参与，人家都参加红卫兵我们也不能参加红卫兵，因为我们也是黑五类了，我们不能参加红卫兵，人家都去串联我们也不能串联。想想那个时候很多事情你回想起来有的时候是就是来势凶猛你不可阻挡，
是
就像那时候唱的歌似的，革命气势不可阻挡。我觉得我们那个家庭当时给我们的教育，我父亲那时候教育就真的是什么派都不参加，我的父亲很奇怪，他也当年也是就是很老的文化人吧，所以他把这些东西都看得比较透，没有利益熏心，不想当官，也不想有权利，只想平平静静的生活，所以就是我们受的教育就是不参加，不会参加任何的党派，也不会那么激进，就是实际上发生的一些事情回来以后我们在家里也会说到，比如说大家打死人，大家都觉得很不对，都觉得不能这样做，怎么能这样呢，就是什么要文斗不要武斗，后来不是也出来了吗，但是武斗是制止不了的。其实文化大革命很多事情也想想也真的是，我觉得不是光孩子们自己控制不了情绪，就包括中央可能也控制不了局面，已经到那种状况。到文化大革命后来就比较晚期，我记得就是67年68年的时候了，那时候就是大串联就开始，大串联的时候虽然还是要红卫兵才能参加串联，但是没有办法判断你是不是红卫兵了，
是不是红卫兵，
对了， 那个时候呢，我们可能就算浑水摸鱼出去过。我去了成都，去成都以后吧，那个给我的心灵震撼也是非常大的。我记得我走到成都的街上，成都当时是两派，都骂对方是保皇派，但实际上他们都是在造反。然后我当时感觉就是特可怕，就是那大卡车上就拉着那些人，就是哪一派赢了，就是把对方的人就拉在那车上，然后就是摁着头戴着高帽子，然后我就能看到那个当时真的是有武器哦，子弹呢就在那个卡车上面飞着，然后那卡车在前面开着，被压在车上那人脸色铁灰，就是死灰色。当时我脑子里就两个字，败兵，真的就是那么想，败兵。那时候给我心灵震撼特别大，我心想就是他可能没有被人抓到的时候，他可能也挥舞着胳膊大喊着是不是革命口号，
对
但是他被抓到以后，他想喊口号，想说我拥护毛主席，说个毛主席万岁都没资格。我当时震撼，心灵震撼非常大。
总觉得缺少一个爱，
休息一下，马上回来，请您继续锁定《再度夕阳红》节目。
我像落花随着流水，随着流水飘向人海，人海茫茫不知身何在，总觉得缺少一个爱。我像落花随着流水，随着流水飘向人海，人海茫茫寻找一个爱，总觉得早晚非一猜。我早也徘徊，我晚也徘徊，徘徊在茫茫人海，我历尽风霜，
湾区新城中文电台，一个拥有国粤双语的全方位资讯电台，一个可以为您的商业、您的产品增加更多知名度的电台。如要投放广告，请致电1888889889018888898890，留言查询或电邮至 info@bayareametro.com。至真至诚，全心为您服务，尽在湾区新城中文电台 FM92.3。
FM 九十二点三的听众朋友们，大家好！现在有好康的优惠要报给大家哦。位于 Samatail 和 Milpitas 的少林门功夫学院，今年将推出全湾区第一套功夫、语言、科学三合一夏令营，对象是5至12岁的孩子，有太空探险、西部牛仔、沙漠求生等的自然科学题材。孩子们还可以学正宗少林功夫，学习正统中文和提升科学知识。我们在3月31号的 Open House 将介绍下学年课后辅导班的课程和接受 Early Bird 报名，名额只有20位，有兴趣吗？快尽早报名加入 Summer Camp 和 After School Program 吧，请电650-548-9988或上网 www.shaolinkungfu.com。 See you later。
Earn $60,000 to $80,000 in the casino industry as a professional blackjack or poker dealer. My name's Dennis Letty, and I've opened All In Poker Training Center for our fourth location located at 43 East Gish in San Jose. If you call right now, 408-204-5042, that's 408-204-5042, you'll receive 30% off of your training schedule. So give us a call today, again, at 408-204-5042.
众朋友好，您现在收听的是新城中文电台再度夕阳红节目。在今天的节目中，我为您访问到的是一位中华人民共和国的同龄人，讲述他所经历的文革历史时期。接下来请继续收听这段访谈录音。
我们都忘了这条路走了多久，心中是清楚的，有一天，有一天都会停的，让时间说真话，虽然我也害怕，在天黑了以后，我们都不知道会不会有以后。
一片混乱，
那你那时候多大？
我那时候大概十八九岁。
那你是跟着一帮人去创建了人自己？
就两个同学，我们两个同学，我们两个是同样背景的，家里都是那种高级知识分子。对，然后他的爸爸也是靠边站了，因为就是当时我记得他爸爸是……
那你们一路上
坐火车
据说也不要钱，就
不要钱，但是非常辛苦啊！你想到成都呢，大概得两夜一天吧，或者是两天一夜，就这种情况，是没有座位的。大家就挤在那儿站着，然后就像坐公共汽车那么挤着站着，对呀、啊。然后很多人就爬到行李架上，就是去躺着。然后到后来每站都有人上车啊，行李架上都不能躺着，就得坐在行李架上。那行李架和那个房顶很车顶很低了，就只能是窝着腰在上面坐着，就那种想看一看到底是文化大革命全国各地怎么样的那种心情。那时候也年轻也小，不觉得怎么样。然后看着满火车的年轻人都是激情燃烧着、唱着革命歌曲、好像也不觉得怎么样，也没吃的、也没有钱，就是那么样就过去了。
那到那儿
到那儿以后就有什么红卫兵接待站、你就可以找红卫兵接待站去找个地方住下来，然后就是都是学校的教室，也没什么行李，反正就几个桌子拼起来躺一躺，然后第二天就去到处抄大字报，就看人家哪个地方革命大字报嘛，然后抄大字报、就看人家哪些大字报批得更好，那个革命的语言写得更深刻，就真是那样。因为那子弹真的是就在那儿飞来飞去，揉过去揉过来了，真的是那样。记得当时很紧张，就看有两派打呀，打得很厉害，然后就子弹飞过来飞去。可是那时候你离开那个地方好像也没办法离开了，我就觉得我躲在哪儿呢？躲在那个车底下都不行，觉得那个底下也是空的。后来就躲在轮胎旁边，觉得那个轮胎可能不会被打透。当时就真是那么想的。
对，你还蛮聪明的。
害怕嘛，就是当时还没哪见过这阵势啊。
对啊，有点那个枪林弹雨的感觉、
就是那种感觉。回北京呢，当然就是在学校嘛。我们学校那时候搞得也是很严重的，我们家就是文化部门的，所以当时我记得四月份的时候，我那时候正好得肝炎住院，然后呢就开始批三家村了。批三家村，我父亲就说了，说呀不得了，要出事情了，文化部门要出事情了，就很紧张。后来我出院以后就开始文化大革命了。文化大革命以后，我就心想我就不要去学校了，但是不行，学校人通知我要去。我就去进去教室以后，我觉得气氛就不对。然后就是出身好就是红卫兵们、教室里中间摆了一排桌子，就是把两个桌子拼在一起摆在中间一排桌子，然后周围一圈椅子，然后在外面还有一圈椅子，那红卫兵们呢就都坐在最外边那圈椅子的椅子背上，就坐在椅子背上，脚踩着那椅子，然后我们这些人呢，就好像被我们被让进了教室，让我们坐在椅子上。当时我觉得哟，没这待遇啊，怎么让我们坐那儿啊？然后就开始了点名会，点名会就是一个一个点。那个你说说，对文化大革命什么看法、什么态度？你对你父母亲什么看法、什么态度？家里还有什么问题你没交代？然后你想不想和家庭划清界限？你自己平常在学校的时候，你有些什么资产阶级思想？一个一个点名，就是把这些出身有问题的放在中间，然后大家就指着你的鼻子一个一个点，那是很可怕的。我们其实当时也觉得自己挺是时代的宠儿的，上那么好的学校，然后如果不是文化大革命，考大学也没有问题，肯定就是春风的过去。但文化大革命忽然就一道坎儿，你就像要过不去了一样。因为在学校里本来都书念的挺好的，因为能上的这个学校的不是高干子弟，不是走后门的话一定是学习好，所以你现在忽然就被别人这么点着名的面对面的指着鼻子说你有些东西是莫须有的， 可是你百口难辩，就你没有权利说话，你只能在那低头认罪，你只能在那听别人说。那你为什么不积极参加文化大革命？那你也不能说啊，我不想参加，我不会参加，不是？那你说，因为我觉得我不是红卫兵啊，我不知道我应该怎么参加呀。
嗯，
那别人就说你怎么不知道啊？你就揭发你自己的父母亲就是最好的参加了。可是呢，我们父母亲很多事情我们真的是不知道。说良心话，也没有什么事情，就是文化大革命中，你知道很多罪名也真的是捏造出来的，就是给你乱上纲，不是你那么想，非得说你是那么想的。就像海瑞罢官一样，人家没那么想，非得说人家是那么想的，对不对？
对，
很多东西是莫须有的。我们家当时是八口人啊，分了七个省市自治区啊，就全都被发配出去了。所以我当时是就是正好煤矿到北京来招工，同学就跟我说：“你想不想当工人阶级啊？”我说：“想啊。”后来说的：“那你自己赶快去吧。”他们在哪个哪个旅馆住，我就去了。去了以后呢，人家刚好需要那个播音员，那么因为是在外地嘛，他们就是普通话讲得不好，然后人家就觉得我说的还不错，因为我当时即兴来跟那招工人又说又唱又说诗歌，自己瞎编什么的，然后就什么什么，就当时自己我记得可清楚，当时就出了一顺口溜，什么有志青年志在四方，想当工人到什么什么煤矿，反正就说了一大堆，人觉得这孩子还不错，后来就说去转户口吧。啊，第二天就走了，就真是第二天中午十二点的火车就走了，一去就在那儿待了15年。文化大革命以后，后来又接着上大学，重新考大学，上大学，上完大学又落实政策回北京，所以我都86年才回到北京。
不堪回首，
没错，我就想用这四个字，不堪回首。很多事情觉得怎么会成这样的呢？
太疯狂
了，乱了，就是真的叫什么叫乱了，这就叫乱了，一切都是混乱，
都是混乱的。
所谓的文化大革命实际上是文化大破坏，真的是把中国很多传统的古籍的文物的东西全都破坏了，什么都没了，但是那也真的是一个大摧残。
我和你的眼中看见了不同的天空，走得太远终于走到
大陆人民是一场灾难，是一段不堪回首的往事。我们应该在到来的清明节之际，深深地为在那场灾难中屈死的冤魂感到痛心，默默地为他们献上我们的哀悼。愿他们的灵魂安息，愿他们在天国里能够享受一份宁静。文革是个沉重的话题，当年的红卫兵小将如今已是白发老人，时代时事曾让他们疯狂，对于那时犯有的过错，我想他们一定是会反思和反省的，也希望还在世的被害人以及家属们能够放下心中的恨，带着一份宽恕的心来面对自己的人生，面对当时的人和事，在原谅和饶恕中得到有生之年的快乐。好了，在节目的最后一段时间里呢，我为您播报一条资讯。您是否知道美国医疗系统与中国或者台湾医疗系统有什么不同？美国的医院针对华人社区提供什么服务？没有保险或者低收入的人士可去哪里就医？医疗新趋势微创手术可用于哪些治疗呢？美国医疗制度比很多国家健全，但也比较复杂。联邦政府缩减医疗经费也令制度一改再改。无论您是刚刚来美或者居住了一段时间，您都需要透彻地了解美国医疗服务，以保障您的权益和全家的健康。 那么在4月7日周六的下午2点到4点，在西谷生命和灵粮堂将介绍中文的医疗资讯以及服务。今天的节目呢，到这里也要和听众朋友们说再见了，谢谢您的收听，下周一上午10点，平雅与您空中再会。
我们都不知道会不会有以后，谁还记得是谁先说永远的爱我，以前的一句话是我们以后的伤口，过了太久没人记得那些温柔，我和你手牵手，说要一起走到最后。我们都累了。
如果您是一个专业人士，包括医生、律师、顾问、经纪等等，为了让更多人了解您、信赖您，请联系湾区新城中文电台 FM92.3， 我们全体人员将会全心全意为您服务。如要投放广告或想拥有自己的节目，请联系我们18888898890，或电邮到 info@bayareametro.com。
麦当劳推出一款汉堡，让您和您的家人一定愿意以2倍的速度前来购买，保证您还会想再看一眼。介绍麦当劳全新的 Daily Double， 有双层牛肉、奶酪、生菜、洋葱和番茄，绝对经典，而且价格绝对让您和您的家人难以相信。为什么？因为全新的麦当劳 Daily Double 只要1.89元，对，只要1.89元，所以赶快过来尝尝全新的 Daily Double 吧，价格和参与分店后有不同。
现在房屋市场开始活络，最近在 South San Jose 卖房子，收到 multiple offer。 资深房地产经纪人 Juliana 李文刚帮屋主陈太太卖掉了她的房子，现在请陈太太谈一下她的卖房经验。
Juliana 对市场很了解，做事非常有效率，一个礼拜就把我的房子卖掉了，因为是 multiple offer， 所以卖了一个很好的价钱。
我是李文，想卖屋时请和我联系 650-857-1000。
Everybody, my name is Dennis Letty, and I'm the owner of All In Poker Dealer Training Center. And last year, you probably heard us do a couple of commercials that stated that earn $60,000 to $80,000 as a poker dealer and change your life today. Well, guess what? We're back again this year, and we've opened up a new facility in San Jose, California, located at 43 East Gish in San Jose. The phone number there is 408-204-5042. And the reason that we're doing another commercial now and have opened up this new facility is that the last commercial was so successful last year. And again, like last time, I brought in two of my students that are now working in the casino field to talk to you. I have B and Alex here. How are you guys today?
Good. How are you?
I'm good too, Dennis.
Okay. B, how long have you worked now over in Napa Valley Casino?
2.5 years over.
2.5 years. And B, you also teach for me, isn't that correct?
Yes.
And B, would you say that you've seen maybe 300 of my students employed in the last couple of years?
Yes.
And thanks to B's help, you know, we've been lucky enough to get about 300 students hired in the last couple of years. And in a matter of fact, I've been able to get over 700 hired in the last 6.5 years, making approximately $60,000 to $70,000 a year. Now, B, how much do you make a day?
300.
B makes about $300 a day. Now, easy math will tell you that that's $1,500 a week, or if she's only working 50 hours, that's $75,000 plus paycheck. B is a $90,000 a year dealer. And she just came to the school about 2.5 years ago. And B, did you pass your first audition?
Yes.
How many people would you say in my school passed their first audition?
A lot.
Almost everyone that goes to audition passes their audition, and that's because we prep them for their audition. Now, Alex, how long were you in school for?
3 months.
And Alex, how long have you been working?
A year and a half.
Where do you work at, Alex?
Napa Valley Casino.
And Alex, how much do you make a day?
$280, $250.
With Alex making approximately, say, only $250 a day with paycheck, you can do the math on that. Alex is about an $80,000 a year dealer. And the nice thing about this is Alex is making $80,000. And Alex, what did you do for a job before this?
Made pizza.
And how much were you making there?
Barely $8 an hour.
How was your life?
Boring.
How has your life changed since you've become a poker dealer?
Totally different now. I mean, I could buy whatever I want. I could do whatever I want. I can have fun with money now. Nothing's an expense.
Lots of girlfriends?
Yeah.
Alex is only 23 years old, and he makes $80,000 a year. And I also bring Alex back to teaching the class as well. Alex, would you say that you've seen about 200 of my students hired?
Ever since I came in, yeah.
And everybody makes about the same amount of money?
Pretty much.
Okay. And these two people here, they're young, they're smart, they're aggressive, they want to make a lot of money in the business. And if you'd like to be that person, you can call me at 408-204-5042. Again, that's 408-204-5042, and I will give you 30% off. Again, 408-204-5042. And that's 30% off. Again, we're just talking to Alex and B about their jobs. They're $80,000 and $90,000 a year poker dealers. Now, if you do come to my training class, again, that's 408-204-5042. I will give you 30% off the tuition. Now, the tuition in my school is a lot different than other schools. And I charge a lot of money compared to other schools in the Bay Area. I charge $3,500. With the 30% discount, you'll be at $2,450. Now, there's a reason why my training centers cost a lot more money than the other ones. One is I guarantee the job. No other training center that you can go to or facility will sign a guaranteed job with you and sign a contract. And the only thing that I ask you to do, if you're paying me money to come to school, is to show up to school 80% of the time. We will take special teachers with you that for each casino that you want to go to, we make a wish list for you. We ask you where you'd like to work. Right now, we would hope that you'd like to work in the San Jose area. That's why we've opened the San Jose school. But I am able to get you jobs all over Northern California. Now, we're only taking a select bunch. I'm only looking for approximately 30 more students through this commercial. You will hear this commercial all through the month of March. But remember, I'm only taking approximately 30 more students at this discounted rate. So again, if you want to come in and do an interview, you call me at 408-204-5042, and I'll set up an interview with you, and you don't need to feel any pressure at all when you come in to sign up. So I'll give you some math tests, some English tests, and then if I feel I can get you the job, I'll sign a contract with you. And your part is show up to school 80% of the time. Okay, now, the other thing that we do with our classes is that we have specialized teachers. We have 7 teachers on staff at all time. Now, obviously, you're not going to see all 7 in the same day. But we have Cantonese teachers, we have Mandarin teachers, we have Korean teachers, we have Thai teachers, Vietnamese teachers, and of course, I teach too. And so a lot of times, when the Chinese people call me on the phone, they say, oh, do you have an American teacher? Do you have Cantonese teachers, Mandarin teachers? Well, we have everybody there for you, but the main thing is that we need you to speak English in the class. If you can speak English in the class and I can help you with a few words and everything that'll get you through, you will have no problem getting the job because, again, I'm going to sign a contract with you that states I guarantee the job for you. So if I take you, I have a lot of confidence in myself and you that you can get through some of the hard words that you may need to know and your pronunciation will be a little bit better. And we do teach English in the class as well. So, again, if this is for you and you want to try it out, you come see me over at 43 East Gish in San Jose, but I only see people by appointment only. So you need to call me at 408-204-5042. Again, that's 408-204-5042. And I'll set up an interview with you. And if you come in, I'll give you a 30% discount on the class. So I hope to see you soon. So give us a call again at 408-204-5042. Okay, so now we're going to talk to a couple of my teachers. I have one of my teachers here. Her name is Minnie. How are you today?
Good. How are you, Dennis?
I'm doing great, Minnie. Thanks for coming in and helping with the commercial. You work at Bay 101. How long have you worked over at Bay 101?
18 years.
And how much do you make a day over there?
Right now, around 200, over 200.
Now, Minnie's been working there for 18 years. She does a little bit over 200 plus paycheck. That's $70,000 a year plus. Would you say that's pretty common for everybody over at Bay 101?
Yes, it's about the average.
The average poker dealer is going to make approximately $200 to $250 a day. In Bee's case, she's a little bit different. She's over-friendly with the customers. Everybody knows her. They like her. And that's one of the things that we teach in the school is to greet the customers friendly. You know, this is more of an entertainment business now than it is just go in and deal the cards and be super friendly. She's got a great little smile and, you know, and everybody likes her. So, you know, Bee collects a lot of tips. And the difference between Bee and Minnie is that Bee works in a smaller casino. Smaller casinos generate more tip money than a larger casino. Because in a smaller casino, everybody knows your name. It's like the little TV show Cheers. Everybody knows who you are. And so everybody's your friend, and so they tip you a little bit more. In a larger casino like Bay 101, it's pretty universal. You know what you're going to make every day, and you're going to go in there, and you're going to be happy when you leave. And the nice thing about a poker dealer is you leave with your money every day. The money you make every day, you go home with that money in your pocket. You don't have to wait 2 weeks to go pay your bills. You can do it right then and there. Now, Minnie, you've been teaching in my new school here in San Jose. You used to own your own school in San Jose, isn't that right?
Sunnyvale.
In Sunnyvale. And you also created a lot of jobs for people, isn't that so?
Yes.
And now that Minnie's been teaching here, she's been helpful enough to get people ready. We have approximately 15 students all ready to go for their next job interview, and I'm sure that every single one of them will be hired, and we're looking for the new group now. Like I mentioned before, we're only going to take 30 more students at this reduced price at 30% off. And if you would like to come in and meet Minnie, meet myself, you can call me at 408-204-5042. And we're located at 43 East Gish in San Jose. And you spell Gish, G-I-S-H. That's 43 East Gish. We're right off the highway, right off of North 1st Street. Now, if you'd like to come down to my Oakland school, you can also come down there and see me. That's located at 1127 Webster Street in downtown Chinatown on the corner of 12th and Webster. So one last thing I'd like to get to before we finish the commercial is, Winnie, how do you like your job? You've obviously been there 18 years. Is this something you want to do and for the rest of your career?
Oh, yeah. It's good. It's easy, right? You don't have a headache. You go work, and after work, you go home. You don't have to thinking so much.
And the nice thing about it, like I said before, is that you can come into this job. You walk in, you know you're going to walk out with approximately $200 to $300 every day. You can go pay your bills, go shopping, come back the next day, and start all over again. So if you'd like to come see us, give me a call at 408-204-5042, and we're located at 43 East Gish in San Jose.